You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Thursday, October 14th. What to know about wind farms out at sea that could be going up all around the U.S. Also, a new study might impact anyone who got the COVID vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. We'll explain. And the World Health Organization is trying something new to find the true origin of the virus. Plus, the new plan to help fix supply chain issues that have been causing product delays. Why the government will be sending more money to some Americans next year. And the series Squid Game sets an official Netflix record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There could soon be several major offshore wind farms along nearly the entire U.S. coastline. At least that's the Biden administration's plan. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says her agency will start picking federal waters to lease to wind developers by the year 2025. So we're talking about large wind turbines out at sea. The goal is to lease waters in the Gulf of Mexico and on both the east and west coasts. So in the east, it would be off the coasts of Maine, New York, and the Carolinas, and in the west, off the coasts of California and Oregon. Already this year, the Biden administration approved the nation's first major commercial offshore wind farm off the coast of Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. And it approved opening up two areas off the shores of California for the same purpose. As the New York Times reports, these actions represent the most forceful government push ever to promote offshore wind development. Of course, this is all part of the Biden administration's plan to address global warming. The hope is by 2030, there will be enough offshore wind energy to power more than 10 million homes, making the nation less dependent on fossil fuels. Secretary Haaland says the plan will also create tens of thousands of good-paying jobs. Not everyone is on board, though. Commercial fishing businesses, for example, are worried offshore wind projects could make it difficult to harvest valuable seafood species. Some conservation groups also worry big turbines will kill thousands of birds. So the Energy Department says it's now spending $11.5 million to study those kinds of risks now. There will be a lot of lengthy federal, state, and local reviews as well. Then it will be up to wind companies to actually lease the space. Oil and gas companies could also end up fighting these plans by saying wind energy is a threat to their entire business model. To be continued. It looks like the FDA is going to have even more questions to answer about a potential COVID-19 booster shot, specifically for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. A new preliminary study out this week says people who got the Johnson & Johnson shot originally might be better off getting a booster from Moderna or Pfizer. Researchers from the National Institutes of Health found people who got the J&J shot, followed by a Moderna booster, saw their antibody levels rise 76-fold within just 15 days. But those who got a second J&J shot saw only a 4-fold rise in the same time span. Still in the study, no matter what combo of vaccines the volunteers got, no one reported severe side effects. But even the scientists who did this study say more research is needed, since they worked with a pretty small group of people. Remember, this comes the same week that an influential panel of experts is deciding whether to recommend extra doses for Moderna and/or Johnson & Johnson shots and whether people can mix and match. Next week, the FDA will make a final decision whether to authorize the boosters. Then the CDC will debate who should actually get them. So for now, people who originally got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson shots are being told to sit tight. Booster shots have only been cleared for certain people who got the Pfizer vaccine at least 6 months ago. The World Health Organization has a brand new team to study the origins of COVID-19. International leaders have been calling for this new investigation for a while now, since the last team that looked into it did not come up with a definite cause. So the WHO is hoping this one will have better luck. The new group is larger. It will include scientists from the U.S., China, and about 24 other countries. Some of them have expertise in animal health, since a common theory is COVID-19 spread to humans from an animal. Others have more expertise on laboratory biorisks. That could help them study the possibility the virus might have leaked from a lab. And then there are more experts in virology and epidemiology. Together, their mission is to find out how COVID-19 first infected humans, and they'll also have to come up with a plan to fight future pandemics. There are concerns they'll run into some of the same roadblocks as the last team. For months now, the Chinese government has been pushing back against a second investigation in China, even though the first cases were reported there. China says the agency needs to dispatch a team to other countries, like the U.S., instead. China has not yet commented on this new task force, though, so it's not clear whether they plan to cooperate. It seems the so-called Havana syndrome that's been affecting diplomats, troops, and other U.S. personnel is striking again, this time at the U.S. Embassy in Bogota, Colombia. That's one of the largest American embassies in the world. And the Wall Street Journal reports at least five families with links to the embassy have gotten sick recently. One family even had to leave the country for treatment. Remember, Havana syndrome is a mysterious neurological condition. The first reports of it started about 5 years ago in Havana, Cuba. Diplomats say they heard strange sounds, felt pulses of pressure in their heads, and had some other unusual physical sensations. They were left with nausea, headaches, and vertigo. In some cases, those symptoms went away. For others, they've been chronic and possibly irreversible. Signs of the same thing have popped up in Russia, China, Germany, and elsewhere, even in the U.S., impacting hundreds of people over the past few years. And now it's in Colombia, just days before the U.S. Secretary of State is expected to visit. The U.S. government is still working to figure out exactly what is behind these attacks. What was once Hurricane Pamela is now pouring heavy rain over parts of Texas and Oklahoma. By the end of the day, it could bring some areas up to 8 inches of rain, along with serious flooding. So flash flood watches are in effect through a lot of Texas, from Laredo to San Antonio and Austin to Dallas, and then up into southeast Oklahoma. Pamela first made landfall yesterday north of the Western Mexico resort and port city of Mazatlan. Wind and rain knocked down trees, damaged businesses, and flooded streets. Thankfully, though, there are no reports of anyone seriously hurt. More news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break now to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is something that interferes with your happiness or your ability to get things done and reach your goals, then it is time to do something about it, to be your best self. And sometimes we need a little help to figure out what is holding us back. Well, BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a secure and private online environment. Yes, this means you can get a little help on your own time and at your own pace. Everything you share is confidential, and you choose whether you talk with your counselor through text, phone, or video. I actually recommend using all three. All you do is fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you will probably love. But if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, request a new one. No big deal and no extra charge. It's a convenient and affordable option. And now is the time to try because the Newsworthy listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code Newsworthy. So why not get started today? Go to BetterHelp.com/Newsworthy and see what it can do for you. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/Newsworthy. There's a new effort here in the United States to get the supply chain back on track, starting with the backlog at the busiest U.S. ports. The White House announced the Port of Los Angeles will now become a 24/7 operation. And that means the number of hours spent unloading ships will nearly double. The nearby port of Long Beach has already made this change. Officials say expanding working hours is vital because those two ports handle nearly half of all container ships that enter the U.S. And lately, there's been a big traffic jam, causing product delays, inflation, and other issues. Of course, there has to be enough people to transport the cargo once it's taken off the ships. And that's where major retailers come in. Walmart, FedEx, UPS, Samsung, Home Depot, and Target have all agreed to unload during off-peak hours, making it easier for the ports to operate nonstop. In the meantime, retailers are still encouraging Americans to do their holiday shopping early this year in case of delays. The millions of Americans who get monthly payments from Social Security are going to get more money starting in January. The cost of living adjustment is going up by nearly 6%, and that's the largest increase in four decades. Right now, the average monthly check for a retired worker is about $1,565. After the increase kicks in, it will be about $90 more. The bump is tied to recent inflation, but some advocacy groups also say it's long overdue. Federal data shows roughly 70 million people, including retirees and disabled people, receive Social Security already. Top medical officials want Americans to cut back on the salt. So the FDA released new guidelines meant to lower Americans' average daily sodium intake by 12% over the next 2.5 years. The FDA is encouraging food manufacturers, restaurants, and food service companies to scale back before the food even makes it to our plates. Researchers say about 70% of the extra sodium Americans eat comes from processed and packaged food, as well as meals served at restaurants. And that's before we decide to sprinkle even more salt on. Americans consume an estimated 3,400 milligrams of salt per day. And the FDA's new goal is to get that down to 3,000 milligrams. That's still higher than what medical experts recommend for a healthy diet, but the FDA says even modest changes could help Americans achieve better health over the next few years. Too much sodium can cause heart disease and high blood pressure. To be clear, though, these are not new regulations. These are just new recommendations. It's official. Squid Game is now the biggest original series ever launched on Netflix. The streaming company ranks shows based on how popular they are during their first 28 days on the platform. Well, Netflix now says Squid Game has been viewed by at least 111 million subscribers since it debuted on September 17th. It easily surpassed the popular drama series Bridgerton for the top spot. Squid Game is also still the number one show on Netflix in 94 different countries. The Korean drama is about a survival game. In the show's 9 episodes, people who are deeply in debt risk their lives by playing high-stakes Korean children's games for a chance to win a lot of money. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Rothy's. I'm guessing you're busy, and as you juggle a million things in your daily life, the last thing you need or want is uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. The number one word Rothy's customers use to describe their shoes is comfortable. And now that it's fall, Rothy's offers an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles of shoes. And I can tell you from experience, because I have a pair of Rothy's merino wool shoes, that this style is soft, cozy, and chic. And they're super high quality. I've had mine for a couple of years now, and it's great because I can just throw them in the wash if they get dirty and then keep on wearing them. And also perfect for the person on the go, Rothy's spacious, washable bags, helping you carry your essentials in style and with no stress. And guys, we did not forget about you. Rothy's men's line is now available and features the same level of craftsmanship as the women's line. And to help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. It's a super rare opportunity that's available for a limited time. So right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. The technology used to make the COVID-19 vaccines could help us better fight the seasonal flu. Right now, traditional flu shots are grown in chicken eggs. Because the process takes so long, medical experts have to make estimated guesses about which strains of the virus will be most common during the next flu season. And that's why flu shots can be anywhere from 10 to 60% effective against the virus, depending on the year. But that could change soon. Researchers have been working on a newer type of vaccine, one that uses what's called mRNA technology. And that's the same technology Moderna and Pfizer use to make their highly effective COVID-19 vaccines. With it, vaccines can be made a lot faster than the traditional method. Vaccine makers had already been working on a mRNA shot to fight the flu. Then the coronavirus hit and they shifted their efforts to fighting the pandemic instead. Well, now they're back to the flu vaccine research. By the way, major health agencies recommend getting the flu shot as soon as possible if you have not already, because flu season generally starts right about now. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We also always appreciate seeing your kind reviews in your podcast app. If you're not sure how to leave a review, simply go to ratethispodcast.com/newsworthy and it'll show you. It doesn't take long, yet it goes a long way for us. So thank you in advance. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.